WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something powerful, something that can literally change the way you think and feel about yourself. We're talking about affirmations and mantras. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, oh, not another self-help cliche, hear me out. These aren't just some fluffy feel-good phrases. They're serious tools for rewiring your brain and building unshakable resilience. Ever felt like you're constantly battling negativity? You know that feeling when doubts creep in, or those inner critics start whispering those, you can't, messages? We all have those moments. But what if I told you there's a way to turn the tide, to silence those voices and cultivate a positive inner dialogue? That's where affirmations and mantras come in. Let's get real, life throws curveballs. It's constantly testing our limits, pushing us out of our comfort zones. But here's the thing. How we respond to these challenges is entirely up to us. Affirmations and mantras are like mental shields, helping us stay grounded and focused even when things get tough. They help build that inner strength, that unshakable belief in ourselves. Think of them as little reminders, whispered to yourself throughout the day. They can be simple statements like, I am capable, I am worthy, or I choose joy. Or they can be more specific, targeting areas where you want to grow. Maybe it's, I am confident in my abilities, or, I attract success and abundance. The key is finding what resonates with you, something that truly speaks to your heart and soul. Now, let me break down 5 key takeaways about harnessing the power of positive affirmations and mantras. 1. Consistency is key. This isn't a one-time fix. Imagine trying to build a house without laying brick after brick. You wouldn't get anywhere. Affirmations work the same way. It takes consistent repetition to reprogram your subconscious mind. Think of it like building a new muscle. You need to exercise it regularly for real results. 2. Feel the words. Just saying them isn't enough. Get into the feeling, really embody those words. Imagine yourself already living the truth of that affirmation. Feel the confidence, the joy, the sense of achievement. The more emotion you attach, the deeper the impact. 3. Choose your timing wisely. When are you most receptive? Maybe it's first thing in the morning, setting the tone for your day, or before bed, allowing those positive vibes to carry you into sleep. Experiment and find what works best for you. 4. Make it a ritual. Weave affirmations into your daily routine. Say them in front of the mirror, write them down in a journal, even record yourself saying them. Turn it into something you look forward to, a little moment of self-love and empowerment. 5. Be patient and persistent. This isn't about overnight transformations. It's about gradual shifts, subtle changes that build over time. Trust the process, celebrate your wins, and don't let setbacks discourage you. Remember, every positive step forward is a victory. Here's a real-life example. Say you have a big presentation coming up, and your inner critic starts whispering doubts. Instead of letting those fears take control, try this. I am confident and prepared. I have the knowledge and skills to deliver a powerful presentation. Repeat it several times throughout the day. Visualize yourself confidently delivering your message, engaging the audience, and feeling a sense of accomplishment. Remember, affirmations are not magic spells. They're tools that amplify your own inner strength. By consistently using them, you can reprogram your subconscious mind, cultivate self-belief, and face challenges with resilience and grace. So, go out there and start planting those positive seeds. Choose your affirmations, make it a ritual, and watch the magic unfold. You've got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and shared growth together. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind, strength, clarity, and resilience in every moment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.